This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Dylan Deskin, also known as Lost Boy, recently released a new single named Insecure with Ganesh. And joining me to talk about this is producer and artist Dylan Deskin. Thanks for joining me, Dylan.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, so I have to ask, your name, Lost Boy, where'd you get the inspiration for that?
From Peter Pan, the old Disney movie. Definitely is where I got the exact, you know, idea of the Lost Boy. I think for me, it's more general term. It's like everyone feels a little bit lost, and everyone can kind of relate to that. And I think I'm trying to do kind of the same thing with my music. So maybe it's a sign of what I'm making.
Oh, that is actually really deep. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
You also write songs. So how long does it usually take you to complete a song?
So my job that I do day to day, you know, I make music for myself, but I also write for other people. And that's either me and an artist in a room or another writer. And we usually finish a song in the day. You know, we get the production, we write the lyrics, we learn the melodies, and we record it all in one day. So it doesn't take too long, actually.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. But I imagine when you've been doing it for so long that it's almost like breathing. Boom, you get it done.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing it since I think I was 14, and I'm 27 now. So, man, it's been a long time of doing the same thing over and over. But it's no less fun than it used to be. So I'm thankful for that.
So when you're sitting in studio with people, do you grab inspiration from, like, trending topics? Like, how do you figure out, like, this is how we're going to write the song?
You know, it depends. So right now, I'm sure there's a million songs being written about, you know, quarantine or washing your hands or being safe. There's a lot of topical stuff that happens. You know, from time to time, it'll be someone with a title and their phone and their notes will say titles to songs or lyrics we like. And we kind of have a conversation at the beginning of what we call a session, where we write a song. And in that conversation, we go, hey, I have this idea. Or someone will say, listen to this line I wrote. And it's a real reciprocation of thoughts and feelings. And then you find something you like and you move on that.
Do you communicate a lot email-wise, or are people usually in the studio with you?
So as of lately, obviously, we've moved to like a more remote situation where we're sending things over email or doing, you know, FaceTime or Zoom calls to write songs together. But before that, I was in maybe every day to every other day with either a new writer or an artist in my studio, and we would work together in person and sort of jam like a band would and get something done that we both love.
Now, I just heard your latest song, Insecure. There were two different vocals on the song. I know one was Ganesh, yeah. But who was the other one?
So the main singing voice on that song, you know, the first verse, the pre-chorus, of course, that's me singing. That was the day of. We wrote that song so fast, I didn't know that would be the actual vocal, but I'm so thankful because I think it came through very emotional, which is what the song is about. So I'm thankful to be singing that song. It means a lot to me.
Telephone, shaking hands. Lately I've been way too stoned for making plans. I should probably let it go. Ain't so bad, I need to know. Oh, if everyone feels everything like I do. Everybody left their souls in my room. Lie awake and find my way out the blue. Changing, waiting, anxious. It's amazing. I've been patient through these stages. If you only knew, this flower is for you. I wonder once I bloom if I still wonder in my room if.
Oh, I wonder if you're
How did you decide on the melody? Obviously, this meant a lot to you, so you wanted to make sure it was almost perfect. I mean, how did you figure out, like, this is how I want it to sound?
That's a process that can go a few ways. Sometimes I'll be sitting in a room hearing an instrumental, you know, some piano, a drum set, whatever, and I'll have a melody come to me that I like. Or there's other times I'll go into, you know, the vocal booth, and I will sing over an instrumental and find little moments in melody, and we'll record it, and then the producer, whether that's me or someone else, will cut it up into like the most curated perfect version of whatever we caught in as many takes as we did. For that song, it was me and a producer named Canova, and that may have been one of the first melody passes I did, meaning the first time I ran through the song as a whole. I think that was one of the first ones that I sang in there, and it just happened to fit so nice that we ran with it.
Now, I see a lot of producers, they kind of slide into the DJ genre. Do you think this is something you'll eventually get into?
You know, I think it's a really cool place to go. But for me, I'm always in search of, like, the most vague genre, if that makes sense. So anything pop-leaning, I want it to have a little dance. I want it to have a little feeling. I want it to hit hard, like any big pop song. But I want people to think of all different types of influence, so I definitely love EDM and house music and dance music that DJs play, but I think I'm always searching for something more general that we can all relate to.
Now, here's something interesting I found out about you. One of your hobbies is playing Settlers of Catan. How'd you get into that?
Oh, yeah. That's a great game. That's the kind of game where you get a few friends together, which you can't do right now. But you get a few friends together, you get some snacks, and just, you know, it's a very competitive but simple game, and you can get your friends mad at you, and it's just a good time, you know?
Now, it's funny. I've actually wanted to play this, and my cousin and I went to, like, one of those gaming stores, and on the back of the box, it says 3 to 5 people, and it's just him and I.
Yeah.
I usually can't get a third person to play any game with me, so it was like, oh, man, we can't play it. How do you get 3 to 5 people to play with you, or is it just 2 people, and that's it?
You know, I played with 3 people most of the time I played. Now that the quarantine happened, there is an online app version of the game, but I have never got it because it costs money, and I just bought the game in person, and it was kind of expensive, but I don't feel like buying the app, too, you know? We haven't played it as often.
Yeah, I think it's $50 for the base one, but the expansion packs, you have to pay for that, too, if you are really into the game, right?
The base one is the most fun you can have, though, in my opinion.
Yeah, oh, that is so cool. Is there any other games that you play?
You know, I have a Nintendo Switch, and I take that if I'm on a long flight, if I'm traveling for work, or if I'm going home and I'm driving and I'm not driving the car, you know, I have some downtime. I play on my Nintendo.
I think everybody plays on their Nintendo. At least I do, too. Like, I take that thing everywhere. Doctor's appointments, it's in my pocket, you know.
There you go. It's portable.
Absolutely, and the games are really good too. You know, you got all kinds. I like Super Mario Maker 2, so that's the game I usually am stuck playing with.
I'll check that out. Yeah, I play a lot of Mario Kart.
Oh, Mario Kart? Oh, you must be good, or you don't get tilted as badly.
You know, I'm pretty good. I think I figured out the mechanics. I'm close to beating my best friend, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
You can find me online at It's Lost Boy, ITS Lost Boy, on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and you can find my new single, Insecure, on all streaming platforms. And I hope you guys have a great day, and I hope you're being safe.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.